Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4935.
Okay, identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
It'd be my dad growing up, getting into the sports, trying sports. He was pretty athletic, so he gave me the opportunity to try various sports growing up, and I really liked that for him doing that. And then practicing with me throughout the day and just things like that. So.
What do you aspire to be?
A good mentor, like in the workplace. At my career level right now, I'm training junior level staff, so just someone who's easy to work with, someone who's knowledgeable, someone who would like to be for a mentor, for advice for the workplace.
Mm-hmm. Right, and how would you describe yourself as a human being?
Caring, trustworthy, compassionate, those qualities.
What types of things make you happy?
Again, just people around you that are in, you know, good health of life, just traveling, things like that, just going on vacations, sometimes taking off of work, things like that.
Okay, and what types of things make you sad?
The opposite scenario, when someone's not in good health or if there's some certain scenario or it's a poor situation, just that gets you kind of down in the dumps.
Sure. All right, what do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
One of them, I think, is leadership. Just, you know, being to direct people, help them out would be one quality. Again, just being trustworthy, knowing that the person can come to you on advice and other things. So trustworthy, just being a leader. Another one is, again, being compassionate or just someone to go into you for advice. So those couple qualities.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Usually, you know, we get together. It might be watching a movie at home or, you know, cooking up a meal, something around that. Getting together for a family vacation would be examples.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for a birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so significant or special.
Probably getting the bike, you know, it's kind of a cool thing for a kid to get out there, and then especially with other friends who have bikes, to go out there and just goof around, mess around on the bikes, and just kind of do races or things like that when you're a kid. So a bike was pretty special.
Yeah, it gives you freedom too, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so tell me about some other activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Probably like even like we were close to a park, so going to the playground, flying a kite was fun. Growing up with dogs, you know, throwing ball with them in the yard. What else was there? Just like going out, playing basketball, sports like that. We had a cul-de-sac around our street, so that was cool. We had made like a makeshift baseball field, so we did that as friends growing up.
Cool. Okay. So do you have a favorite word?
Probably something like in the work face would be with advertising and media buying and planning. It would be something like integrated. It's always used.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to do something for the client that has an advertising package that's fully integrated is often used. Mm-hmm. So that kind of stands out.
Okay. And do you have a favorite book?
It is The Natural for Roy Hobbs. I like that. Mm-hmm. Involves with sports and baseball. Mm-hmm. So.
And do you read books? Or
I did when I was younger, but now so it's more about websites and kind of content related to my job. I'm more focused on that. Mm-hmm. For reading.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. What was the last movie you saw?
Let me see. What was that? It was The Shawshank Redemption on TV the other night. I really liked that movie.
Yeah. So. Is that one of your favorites? Or
yep.
Do you
yeah,
have
it is.
A... Yeah.
Yep. I like the story, the role play, the characters in it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. And what types of sports do you like to watch?
I like to watch baseball, football, hockey, and basketball. So, like, the major ones.
Okay. Would you consider yourself a creative person?
Yeah, definitely with my career. You have to be creative for the client, come up with new ideas, and opportunities for them to market their product.
Mm-hmm. All right. And so what kind of ways do you express your creativity, even like through work or otherwise?
Looking through just partnering up with vendors and trying to brainstorm and come up with ideas for new opportunities. So there's research involved, again, just trying to think out of the box, just examples like that.
Okay. Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Yeah, like Jim Parsons from Big Bang Theory. Kind of look like him, tall and lengthy, a little bit.
Okay, choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
I guess I would probably want to interview, like, Morgan Freeman. You know, he's part of that Shawshank Redemption.
Mm-hmm.
With his movies, they're very entertaining. And also, on the other aspect, you know, there's some good dramatic movies that are involved.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just really like to interview him. That'd be really neat to do that.
Of everywhere in the world, what would you like to be doing right now? Of everything in the world, sorry.
Uh-huh. If I could, I would like to just take time off and do more running and workouts and try to do those mud runs or the adventure races.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to do that.
There's a lot of them now.
Mm-hmm.
Have you done any?
No, I ran marathons, but like I said, I want to do those. Those are different.
Yeah, sure. Okay, and who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
You know, my family. Again, just I'm not that far away from them, but I enjoy spending time. Or I was living pretty far away from them for a few years, mm-hmm. so it'd be nice to get back with them.
Okay. And what would you say is your approach to life?
Kind of take one step at a time, you know, go with the flow and things like that. You know, there's things where you can't control them for the environment, so.
Okay. What is the most difficult time you've had in your life?
You know, it's with a death in the family of my grandmother. I was close with her. She wasn't that far away from my college, so she would come up and do lunches with me.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very special. So,
yeah. Okay. And how did you kind of work to overcome that loss or that?
Just keep busy. Just kind of help with her estate and getting that wrapped up so she'd be proud and buttoned up. So things like that.
Yeah. Did mm-hmm. that change your perspective on life at all or change... You know,
no,
about...
You know, I'm just grateful that the time that I got to spend with her and stuff like that.
Okay.
So,
sure.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have a favorite actor? Would it be Morgan?
Morgan Freeman,
okay.
probably
okay.
still.
Yeah. what about a favorite dinner or a favorite type of food?
Pasta. I really like pasta, the way it tastes, and then how there's different combinations.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you cook at home?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. What about a favorite board game now? And or when you were a kid?
There's one called the Logo Game, where it's kind of related to my field of what I work. So there's tie-ins with that, so I like playing that game.
Okay. What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
I guess probably like doing like cliff jumping. Doing that was fun.
Okay.
I enjoyed doing that.
Where did you do that, or how high? I guess was it?
It was like not that high, like 30-40 feet.
Okay.
But it was still fun to do and jumping off there. So.
Yeah. Was that like a quarry or?
It was a cliff off of a lake.
Okay.
So.
Okay. What is something you wish you could do but you can't right now?
Travel a lot more. I've been to like 45 states in the country. I want to see about traveling abroad next time.
Okay. Have you ever been out of the country?
Once in Canada when I was like, I guess 11 or 12.
Okay.
Yep.
And do you have a favorite season?
Probably fall. I like that. Just the time of the year. Again, the temperature and the weather. I enjoy that time the most.
Okay. The leaves changing and all
mm-hmm.
that. All right. What matters to you the most?
You know, family's important. Also, your career is important as far as advancement. And then also going back to if I can help out other employees as far as training, that's important. You know, if I can also help them there succeed for their career goals as well, things like that.
Okay. And what about the funniest thing that has ever happened to you?
Oh, in elementary school... Our grade level was responsible for putting up the flag for the flagpole, and I ended up sticking my tongue to the flagpole off of a dare. So, and the fire company came to get it off.
Oh my gosh, what did they do? Just pour warm water on
they
it?
Got, yeah, yep.
Yeah, that was painful.
Mm-hmm.
All right, has your family or anyone in your family had any brushes with history, like anything significant in your past, like with famous people or?
Well, worked with a decent amount of celebrities, so
okay.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So wide ranging, mostly actors, and there's some musicians, but a lot of it has been actors that I came across.
Okay. And if you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your power be?
Probably it would just be Spider-Man. I like that. Okay. What he can do between web slinging and stuff like that. So
yeah.
Being up in the air.
And if you could be invisible, where would you go and what would you do?
Let's see. If I would be invisible, I would just go to probably like sneak into a movie theater or something like that.
Okay.
Something where, you know, normally you would have to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
Just get away with it.
Okay. And do you know how your ancestors came to this country?
Just by boat, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Basically the extent of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so tell me why you chose the career you've chose as your line of work.
You know, I had interest in like business when I was taking high school classes, so you know, I extended that to college. It's just, you know, there's math involved with some of the classes that I took, and then also my career now. So I kind of excelled in math through high school and college, so, and just parlayed that into my job right now. So there's math involved, and just other things. There's always new media emerging, so it's just an exciting thing to look at.
Yeah, and what is your position?
It's advertising. There's an account executive position, which basically is kind of like keeping the client up to date and working with budgets and things like that. But then there's also media buying and planning, which is like buying a TV spot or a radio ad or like internet ads, things
okay.
like that.
Okay. And what kind of things do you find kind of most interesting about marketing or advertising?
Again, there's always things that, trends that are changing and trying to come up with new ways to advertise or market towards consumers.
Mm-hmm. Like a specific group or demographic
yeah.
or something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you had to choose a different career, what would you choose?
Probably like in a vet field. I like working with or having animals and pets.
Okay.
So that's something that I would probably do as a backup.
Okay. Do you have a dog or any pets
I have
now?
Two dachshunds.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
And okay, so you would choose it just, you like animals.
I like animals, and it's something I think I would probably enjoy working with them, trying to get them fixed up if they're injured or just making sure that their health is in good check.
Sure. Okay. If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
Probably definitely still working in advertising, but maybe doing some side work, some freelance or kind of like my own small business as well.
Okay. Any plans for family?
Yeah, definitely. You know, looking to be married and then having a young child by then, 10 years down the road.
Okay. And do you want to stay in the States or would you be?
Oh, yeah, definitely stay in the States.
You would definitely
yeah.
want to stay here. Okay. And tell me what you would consider a romantic evening if you were going to take somebody out.
It depends on what the scenario is, what the other interest is, but going out to dinner, like, depends where we're located. Maybe it's along a boardwalk or something like that. And again, depends on what the interest is of the other girl.
Sure.
So,
okay.
Whatever.
And what type of qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Someone who would be also athletic or like someone who's in the like a good sense of humor, comedian, someone who's outdoorsy, things of those traits.
Okay. So do you like camping and yeah. stuff like that?
Yeah, but like camping, whitewater rafting.
Nice,
so,
yeah.
Hiking.
Have you ever been tubing?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And can you think of the nicest thing you have ever done for a significant other?
Just, you know, always being caring for that person if they ever needed anything, you know. Especially if at the time if the girlfriend was sick, it didn't matter. I would go out to the drugstore and get whatever they needed, or if they needed some food made, things like that, just to do that for them.
Make them chicken soup. Okay, now tell me why you decided to participate in this donor program.
Just the fact that if I'm able to donate versus a couple that's not able to perform and do that, they have an alternative means to still have a child. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of important.
Yeah. Okay, great.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4935.